It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
What is something that your partner has built or installed in your house that you effing hate? You can call us or text us, 916-909-1065. 909-1065. We're already getting some pretty funny text messages in. And the reason we're talking about this is because Mark Zuckerberg, Mr. Meta himself, he has a wife, believe it or not, a human wife.
He has forever, guys.
She seems like a very normal person, actually. And she is so mad at what he had built in their backyard that allegedly, and I don't know about this, this is what TMZ is reporting. Allegedly, he's sleeping on the couch. I find that hard to believe because I'm sure their mansion has 17 guest rooms.
Yeah.
I'm sure it is a guest house.
Of course.
You know, but TMZ said sleeping on the couch. And they even showed, like, I guess a text message, which is how we found out about this, where she came home from a trip and saw that what he had built in the backyard is an octagon.
Well, because he's got to train to fight Elon.
Right. He's so into MMA fighting now that he had an octagon built in his backyard. So she came home and texted him and she just said, "Our backyard." And Mark responded with, "Isn't it awesome?"
No.
Her only response in the text was, "Mark." Which I think is so funny. Just like the name.
That's hysterical.
So text in or call 916-909-1065. What is something your partner built or installed in the house that you hate? Katie, you're the one
who builds and installs. I would be the one that would build something and my husband would. He'd never say he hates it, but I'm sure he does. I get crafty.
You'd get real crafty.
Yeah.
Some text messages we have coming in to 909-1065. Plants. My wife has plants everywhere and I can't stand it.
Why? I have plants everywhere and it's wonderful.
You can overdo plants. You can definitely overdo plants. Another one. I'm so mad that my girlfriend built a vanity that her ex bought her.
What do you mean?
Like a van.
You know, but what do you mean built a vanity that her ex bought her?
Probably bought it on like IKEA or something like that. And she put it together and is now using it.
Okay. You got to get over that one.
I don't really think that I don't build anything in my house.
No, you're not building. You don't build anything anywhere.
Right. But I thought at some point, like one day, I think I'd like to have a studio in my house. But
well, yeah, but you would. Oh, you think just the studio itself would bother your wife?
Yeah, I think so. Because it's using a whole room up.
Yeah, that's true. You got to. When we were during COVID, I physically built a studio with wood into our garage. It took up a lot of the garage.
That's true.
We put this up on Facebook, and Gabrielle says that her husband put up a huge punching bag right in the middle of their patio for their son.
Oh, gross.
And she said her son has used it once.
Oh, my God.
That feels like projection onto your son for some reason. Yeah, now, son, you're going to hit it.
I always think about that with people who put a pool table in their house. That is a whole room.
I think that all the time.
You better
vote. How much pool are you playing?
How much pool are you playing?
Jamie said, okay, I'm not saying D-I-V-O-R-C-E should be in your future, but I am thinking it. A racing simulator.
What is a racing simulator?
I didn't know either, so I looked it up. It looks like the interior of a race car, but with screens in front of you and on the side of you.
Wow.
She said our house is 1,200 square feet, so it sits in the living room and it looks horrible.
Oh, my God. 916-909-1065. Taylor from Lincoln, good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, is it your husband, boyfriend, partner? Who is this?
Husband.
Husband.
Okay.
What has he built or installed at your house that you hate?
My husband has put in a putting green in our backyard, and now most recently has now got a golf simulator in the backyard.
A golf what?
Simulator.
Which is, okay, describe what that is, because I'm unfamiliar. Thank God.
Yeah. So he can play a round of golf from our backyard because he's got it, like, on a big screen. So he hits a ball, and it's, like, virtual.
This thing is huge.
Does it take up your whole backyard?
Because there's a giant net, because he has to hit a ball, the net does.
It's like the size of a wall. God.
Not only that, I'll bet your neighbors hate it too. You basically build it, or not you, your husband basically built a top golf in the back of his house.
You know, our neighbors love it, and all the husbands come over late at night, which only then makes me hate it more because then it's just really loud in our backyard when I'm trying to sleep.
Oh, so you double hate it. That's nice.
I would accidentally cut that up with scissors.
106.5, the end. He's confident.
Yeah, I know that.
He's cocky.
Bitch, my hair looks good today.
He thinks he's smarter than you.
Mm-hmm. There's no way you could have got that question right.
It's, are you smarter than Kevin?
Don't even try to challenge him in Laura Connor, but challenge him in, are you smarter than Kevin?
I love that.
Man, he is a Laura Connor master.
I wouldn't say that.
He has vanquished many a Mickey, and will he vanquish Jimmy today? Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning.
Welcome to the wake-up call, and thank you very much for playing along. Hopefully, by the way, we'll see you this Friday at Sky River Casino for Are You Smarter Than Kevin Trivia Night. I think we still have a couple spots open. You have to register now at endonline.com, but all kinds of cash and prizes available for that. But right now, brought to you by Garden of Eatin' Restaurants with three locations, one in Auburn, two in Roseville. We're going to play Are You Smarter Than Kevin for $180, and win or lose, you got yourself a 4-pack of tickets to Six Flags Discovery Kingdom, Jimmy, okay?
Nice.
Nice indeed. Question one. The Olympics were exciting yesterday, specifically in men's team gymnastics, where it all came down to Stephen Nedorskic. I don't know how to pronounce his name. He was on the pommel horse, and they won the bronze, which is the first time men's team won any medal in the gymnastics in a generation. Spell pummel as in pummel horse.
P-O-M-M-E-L.
Question two. Selena Gomez is sick and tired of people trying to out the fact that she had plastic surgery. Mostly because she hasn't had plastic surgery. She posted saying that she had Botox and she has steroids for her lupus, and that is it. And then she said, leave me alone. Is lupus an autoimmune disease or a virus?
Autoimmune.
Question three. President Biden might be going out hard as he announced yesterday that he's going to push for Supreme Court reform before he is done. He's proposing an 18-year term limit on a justice, a code of conduct that they must adhere to, and an amendment reversing their insane decision that gives a president criminal immunity. Are amendments part of the Constitution or the Bill of Rights?
Bill of Rights.
Question four. Jennifer Garner was at Comic-Con and the unthinkable happened. She got stuck in an elevator for over an hour with mega fans. She laughed it off and she posted videos on her social media during it. She showed all of them singing the song 99 Bottles of Beer. I can't think of a more nightmarish scenario. In that song, what do you do with a bottle of beer after you take it down?
Pass it around.
And question five, Rhode Island beaches looked like a scene from the Book of Revelation yesterday when it got swarmed with dragonflies. Thousands of them swarmed for 5 minutes straight, sending people screaming. If you want to see the crazy video, text SWARM, S-W-A-R-M, to 909-1065. It's crazy. If 35,000 dragonflies flew by for 5 minutes, how many is that per minute?
7,000.
All righty. Please bring Kevin back in here. Jimmy, what do you do for a living?
I work at a big box store.
A big box store. You don't want to give it a shout out?
Sam's Club and Citrus
Heights. Sam's Club. All right. Can I ask you a question? Do you guys hate the Costco people?
Hate's a strong word.
All right. But there's tension there. There's bad blood.
What's happening with Costco?
She works at Sam's Club. And I've always wondered, like, is there truly a rivalry between the two? Because here's the thing. Costco has a vibe and they have like an energy. People are excited about it. I don't hear anybody talk about Sam's Club.
I will defend Sam's Club. They have more exclusive items than Costco. I have both memberships.
You. Kevin has both memberships.
I don't like feeling left out.
I'm sure your mom has both memberships.
Well, she has the more expensive Costco one. I have Sam's Club.
All right. Jimmy,
you need to come see me, Kevin.
Which Sam's Club?
Citrus Heights.
There you go, Kevin.
I mean, I'm down.
Do some shopping. Get a year's worth of mayonnaise. Ooh. All right, here we go. Coming up, Jimmy's now on hold. Coming up here, five questions. Question one, the Olympics yesterday, nail biter, Kevin. Men's team gymnastics came down to the pommel horse, and they all won bronze, which is the first time that the men's team won any medal in gymnastics in a generation.
Crazy.
Spell pummel as in pummel horse.
P-O-M-M-E-L.
Wow.
And apparently this guy, he's like the hottest guy that girls are wooing over him about.
He's not hot. He's nerdy hot.
Like, yeah, nerdy hot. Like,
yeah, like the other guys on the team are way hotter.
Really?
Than the pummel horse guy.
Okay. But
I'll stick up with him because he... It's funny because he goes to Penn State, and I said to my wife, I go, he looks like somebody who goes to Penn State. Like, they all just have, like, a nerdy kind of look. But anyway, yeah, good for them. Question two, Selena Gomez. She's sick and tired, Kevin, of you telling people she's had plastic surgery.
I didn't say that.
Because she hasn't had plastic surgery.
Oh, poor Selena.
She posted a video saying she's had Botox, and she's had steroids for her lupus, and that is it, bitch. Leave me alone, she screamed.
Leave her alone.
Is lupus an autoimmune disease or a virus?
An autoimmune disease.
Yes, it is.
Poor Selena.
Yeah. Question three. President Biden announced yesterday that he's going to start pushing hard for Supreme Court reform. I'm going to actually give him a ding-ding. Boy, do we need that. He is proposing an 8-year term limit on a Supreme Court justice. Yes. A code of conduct that they must adhere to. Insane that we don't have that. And an amendment reversing their insane decision that gives a president criminal immunity. Are the amendments part of the Constitution or the Bill of Rights?
The Bill of Rights.
Yeah. The Bill of Rights. Do you know how many there are?
10.
10 amendments?
Mm-hmm.
There's 27.
27?
27 amendments.
The first 10 are special.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Question, what's the first one?
Right to bear arms.
That's the second one.
Freedom of speech.
There it is.
You know what? I'll get it one day.
You will. Question four. Jennifer Garner was at Comic-Con, and she got stuck in an elevator for over an hour with fans.
Oh, no.
The videos she posted from inside the elevator, though, are fun. It shows them all laughing and singing 99 bottles of beer together. In the song 99 Bottles of Beer, what do you do with a bottle of beer after you take it down?
Pass it around.
Yep. You pass it around.
99 bottles of beer.
It's a great way to spread COVID, ladies and gentlemen. Question five. Rhode Island beaches were terrifying yesterday. Swarm of dragonflies hit it like it was the plague.
I saw that. I would be screaming.
If you want to see the thousands of dragonflies swarming the beaches, terrifying fans, again, text SWARM to 909-1065. If 35,000 dragonflies flew by for 5 minutes, how many is that per minute?
Oh, division. 35,000 divided by 5. Oh, 7,000.
Yeah. 7,000.
I got scared because you said 35,000, but 35's a multiplier of 5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I tried to make it pretty easy. But anyway, the final score, Jimmy and Kevin for the second day in a row, 5-for-5 tie.
Okay. I'm going to need harder questions. Do you think I'm dumb?
Jimmy, are my questions just way too easy?
These seemed a bit easy.
Be honest, Jimmy. Let him know. Harder.
I'll start making the questions harder.
We're trying to give away money.
All right, we're going to add $20 to the jackpot tomorrow. But, Jimmy, you got yourself a 4-pack of tickets to Six Flags Discovery Kingdom, okay?
Sweet. Thank you.
Sure. What is it that you want to tell us?
Today, I am just as smart as Kevin.
Yes, you are.
And we both shop at Sam's Club.
Stay on hold. We got to get your information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
And now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So
yes, I am.
This would be a great day to message your therapist, because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp, and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
And just say, like, listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's for sure.
It sure is. And that is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Now, it wasn't that long ago, just last week, that Kevin told us that he took something called the Myers-Briggs test, which is a personality test that usually they do in like corporate settings and stuff like that to find out what kind of other personality types you're compatible with. Do I have that right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, your results were interesting, but not shocking.
Right. I was the protagonist, which is ENFJ, which kind of tells me that I'm outgoing.
Okay, we knew that.
And that I am very nice and passionate.
Okay, were there any negatives, or are you just going to tell us all the positives?
There's negatives. Okay. I'm intense, overly empathetic. We all know that. and sometimes condescending.
Condescending. All right. Well, you insisted that Katie and I take the test.
Yes.
And Katie and I took the test.
And I'm shook at the results.
We sent you our results. Okay. So what are you gathering from our results?
Who wants to go first?
You choose.
Okay. I'll do Gavin first.
All righty.
Gavin, you got the ENTJ, which kind of means that you are more extroverted, but you also do a lot of thinking.
Okay.
And you're labeled as the commander.
I wouldn't say I'm extroverted.
Just wait.
I always like to say I'm an extroverted introvert.
So it says that you are a decisive person.
Right.
Who loves momentum and accomplishments. You love to gather information.
Are you okay? You ran out of breath on that sentence.
Yeah.
No, because what I wrote down was not what I was thinking.
Okay. Why you took notes on this? Okay.
Your strengths are, you want your strengths or your weaknesses? Because they got a spot on, bitch.
Oh. Okay. Well, let's do weaknesses first.
Okay. Your weaknesses are, you are stubborn, impatient, cold, and ruthless.
Yes.
And
wow.
Arrogant.
Arrogant?
Yes.
Okay, yes, that's
true.
Those
are your weaknesses.
Classic Leo. All right, and what are my strengths?
Your strengths are you're efficient, you're energetic, self-confident, strategic.
Okay, all right, let's do Katie.
Okay, Katie, you got ENFP, which means you're more of a extroverted, like, feelings type of person.
Okay.
Like, you're emotional.
Okay, that is true.
And they spot on with you because it says you're devoted to enriching other people's lives and having a good relationship with them. They said you're a people pleaser. And that was like, oh my God, spot on. You want to know your strengths or weaknesses?
Give me my strengths.
Okay, your strengths is you're enthusiastic, festive, good-natured.
Yeah.
Excellent communicator.
Thank you.
Your weaknesses.
Okay.
Bitch. I don't know how. It's like they knew you, bitch. You are a people pleaser. Unfocused, over-accommodating, overly optimistic, and restless.
This is wild.
I know, right?
All right. So if you're just joining us, we're talking about the Myers-Briggs test, which is a personality test that they do in like corporate settings. Kevin took it, insisted we take it. Those were our results.
You want to know who you're like?
I want to
like
know.
Like famous people you're like?
Yeah, because you were very excited about who you were like. Who's Katie like?
Katie is like Robert Downey Jr.
Okay.
I would not have expected that from him.
Robin Williams.
Okay.
Quentin Tarantino.
Wow, this is a scary group that you're associated with.
Why?
Well, Robin Williams was a brilliant but also troubled guy who ended up killing himself.
Well, he killed himself because he had a disease that was deteriorating his brain.
Robert Downey Jr. went to prison.
Drug addict.
And also was in prison for a while.
Right.
And Quentin Tarantino, also brilliant, loves feet. So,
hey, we don't kink shame on the wake up call.
All right, that's true.
Kelly Clarkson's on here too.
There
for you.
We go.
Speaking of kink shaming,
for you, bitch, Steve Jobs.
Oh, geez.
Yes.
Oh, give me a break.
Gordon Ramsay.
Oh, that tracks.
You'll love that. Franklin D. Roosevelt.
Yeah.
Why can't you read today?
What are you talking about? This is how things are pronounced.
Okay. Yes,
what about Margaret Thatcher?
Oh, that's not good.
That's not a good one.
No.
Why?
Whoopi Goldberg. You're like Malcolm X.
Yes, I am.
What?
Yes, I am. Finally.
Do we think that Malcolm X took the Myers-Briggs test? Or Theodore Roosevelt?
Kevin, thank you very much for making us do that. We now know who we are.
I mean,
if you read into it more on your own time, because there's so much I can't even share it all, okay, you'll really find yourself. This is better than meditation.
Because so far you just said a bunch of things I already knew about myself.
Yeah. You look into it more and then do a full report. Well, you just said, like, who works well with others and how can we benefit from it? Maybe we'll record it as a secret podcast.
Oh, I love that.
That's just whatever's in your group.
So we're done with this then? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, we're pretty much done unless you want to learn more about yourself.
Did you just want to find out what celebrity you're most like?
No!
I'll be honest. We know each other so well.
We knew
that
all this.
We knew every single one of these
things. Then why'd you take the test?
Because you told us to! President Roosevelt.
Hey, it's Katie from the Wake Up Call, and now that spring is in the air and the weather's getting warmer, it definitely makes you feel hopeful, like your life is full of possibilities, which, if you've been struggling to get pregnant, might not be something you've been feeling much of lately. When you want to grow your family and every month you're hit with that disappointment, it makes it really hard to stay positive. I know this because I've been there. When we wanted to grow our family and then out of nowhere I started having fertility issues, I was devastated. That's when we turned to California IVF and we finally felt hopeful again. They were able to address my infertility issues and now we have the most amazing little Morgan, and we wouldn't have her without California IVF. Find your hope at CaliforniaIVF.com. If California IVF has changed your life, they want you to share your story and be featured in their monthly Moment of Hope video to inspire others. Go to CaliforniaIVF.com/share to submit your story. That's CaliforniaIVF.com/share.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
We're always looking for ways to save money in this country. Totally fine. I accept that. This might be an example of an unethical hack that people should not be doing.
Okay.
That's my opinion. Here's what it is. It's at Starbucks.
Okay.
And when people go to Starbucks and their kid wants a cake pop or something like that, a little sweet treat.
Yeah.
Instead of getting the cake pop or spending $3 on something else.
Yeah.
They order a pup cup for their kid.
No!
But they say it's for the dog because for some reason pup cups are free and they just give it to their kid. If you don't know what a pup cup is, a pup cup, it's a very popular thing at Starbucks for dogs.
Right.
And it is basically just a cup of whipped cream. This life hack, Starbucks baristas are saying, we see you. We're on to you. Stop giving your kids pup cups.
I mean, that is pretty low down and dirty. Now, I can't really explain why dogs should be allowed to have whipped cream for free and little kids can't, but giving your kids a dog treat does... There is something about it that feels wrong. Now, I Googled it, and it says, yes, you can give your dog plain whipped cream from Starbucks in moderation as long as they can digest dairy. I guess Right. Some dogs can and some can't.
I don't know. I've never given my dog whipped cream. So
have you given it to your kids?
I have given it to my kids.
Okay.
I mean, what? Imagine this. Okay. Just imagine you go to PetSmart. You've got your dog. And I love that they do this at PetSmart. When you're going through the checkout, mm-hmm. They see you have a dog. They go, ah, you want a little treat? And they give your dog a treat.
Yeah.
And then you go, oh, that's great. Thank you. Anything for him? And you point to your son. Could you imagine a world like that? And then the PetSmart person's like,
I mean, we call them cookies, but they're not.
They're not cookies. It's a dog biscuit.
Technically, you can eat it. No, but here's the thing. Like, that is dog food.
Right.
Whipped cream isn't dog food. That's a good human point. Food.
That's a good point, but it's for dogs. Like, I don't know. It just seems like
you're trash.
If you're giving your kid a pup cup, you're trash.
Well, also, are you asking for a spoon or is your kid just shoving their little booper in there?
If you ask for a spoon for your pup cup, it's a dead giveaway. Sure. It's not for a pup.
Yeah.
Is this just to avoid the fact that you don't want it to look so bad that you're like, can my child have a cup of whipped cream?
No, that's not why.
It's because
people be cheap.
They're just cheap.
Yeah.
Well, but I'll bet if you're like, can my kid have a cup of whipped cream? They'd still probably give it to you, right?
I wouldn't be embarrassed to ask for that. I mean, we all stand in front of the fridge and put whipped cream in our mouth.
Yeah.
And then your kid comes over, then you do it in their mouth, then we all think it's ha ha ha.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Look at how bad we're for being.
That's true.
Although I don't want the people at Starbucks to know how bad I am.
But they know.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're going there to buy a coffee milkshake. Stop acting. Stop acting like you're like, oh, I would never. Oh, I would never give my child. You're going there to get a whipped up thing of ice cream in the middle of the day. And then you're carrying it around and shaking it while everybody sees that you are drinking a milkshake.
Drinking a 2,000-calorie beverage.
Stop. They drizzled caramel on the inside before they filled it with milkshake.
Yeah, that's true. That's a great point. Somebody who does that is absolutely giving their kids pop cups.
No, that's everybody's doing that, Gavin.
I'm not doing that.
No, but everybody else is.
I'm not going to do that either, by the way. I don't know. Call me old-fashioned, but I don't, A, want my kids to be treated like dogs. And B,
you're going to die on this hill.
And B, I will pay for things that my child... Now, okay, hold on. I'm thinking this out loud.
Uh-oh.
Is it that much more dignified to eat almost baked cake at the end of a stick? As I say that out loud, it's one thing to say cake pop. It's another thing to describe what a cake pop is.
It's a piece of cake on a stick.
That does also seem like it's for a dog.
I don't know if it seems like it's for a dog. The dog likes the stick.
No, it seems like, if not a dog, some sort of dangerous animal that you need to keep the food at the end of a stick they don't bite you.
I mean, the idea that we're allowing our kids to eat cake pops and we rejoice in that and we're all fine with it, as opposed to bury your snout in that cup of whipped cream, son.
Yeah.
I mean, you're on to something.
Right.
But you know what? Stop with the hacks.
Yeah, just stop with the hacks.
Yeah.
The economy's doing great, guys.
You're fine buying yourself an $8 beverage.
Right, exactly. If you're worth the $8, get your kid, or don't get your kid something. Yeah. That's also an option.
Yeah.
Can I have a... No.
No.
I'm a grown-up, and no.
Get a job.
Get income.
Yeah, and then you can have whatever you want.
Right, exactly.
The government's going to take some of it.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
916-909-1065. Text in, would you give your kid a pup cup?
1065, the end.
The wake-up call.
Game of Thrones, ladies and gentlemen, or House of the Dragon. Notorious for sex scenes on TV show. In fact, House of the Dragon season 2, there's a mouth.
All right.
Scene.
Calm down.
I mean, I'm just saying it was shocking. It was shocking. Nothing left of the imagination. My wife goes, "Can they show that on TV?" I said, "It's not TV, it's HBO."
Right.
But how do you feel about sex scenes when you see them on TV shows or movies? You can call or text us 916-909-1065 and let us know, because apparently your age has something to do with it. New research shows 43% of Gen Zers have turned a movie off after a spicy sex scene because they were uncomfortable, in comparison to only 26% of millennials that have watched a sex scene, and it goes up from there. Gen X was more tolerant of it. Boomers were even more tolerant of it.
Interesting.
We are getting more prudish as we get younger in generations with sex scenes in movies.
Okay, do we think that is because, you know, what they will show in a sex scene now compared to what they would show when the boomer generation was coming up is, we're going real hard in the paint now, you know? Much more explicit than it used to be.
You can find outliers, though, that go against that.
Well, like, but outlier, I mean, I'm talking about mainstream.
There was a very mainstream movie called Last Tango in Paris with Marlon Brando that is very graphic.
It is. Okay.
It seemed like the 70s really saw this pushing boundaries in sex and movies.
Okay.
Not TV shows. But TV shows now are like movies.
Right.
So, I don't know. I mean,
how do you feel about it?
I hate sex scenes in movies. It makes me uncomfortable because, like, here I am now sitting, unless I'm watching it by myself, I don't care if I'm watching it by myself.
Okay.
But if I'm in a room with other people, especially a movie theater, now we're all having this communal arousal together, and it's like, ugh.
Are you getting aroused?
Currently, no.
No, I mean, if you're seeing it in a...
It depends what I'm watching. I'm going to guess that you like it.
It's not that I like it. It's that I don't mind, but I usually think it's so unnecessary.
Well, that's how I feel too. It's a crutch.
It's like, okay, you could allude to the fact that these people are having sex, not show it.
Mm-hmm.
Usually in most cases.
Right.
And
we
could still continue with the plot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Text messages coming in. Some people, it's split. The people say they turn me on.
Really?
That's what somebody says.
Even though you know it's not real.
I don't think that matters.
Really?
But my opinion is always that if it furthers the plot, then it's fine. But if it has no relevance and it's just sex for the sake of sex, it wastes time. The thing is, though, with what we're saying is, like, it seems like it never advances the plot. It doesn't have to. Think about the movie Titanic, which somebody texted in and said, I sat with my father and watched Titanic when I was a teenager.
No!
And that scene where they're going at it in the car, which again is even done tastefully.
Yeah.
It's still just like,
no. Oh my God. I want to crawl into my own mouth and disappear for this person.
Other text messages. I dislike them. They make me feel uncomfortable, and I'm 37 years old. I'm 29 and can't stand how every movie and TV show has to have at least one sex scene now. I'm definitely not a prude, but I find them unnecessary.
You know what's funny?
This one, I like them, and I'm a girl. I get ideas to use on my husband.
Okay, well, good for you. I don't mind watching one with my husband, like if it's the two of us. Never am bothered by it, but I do when they do show boy parts, which is rare.
Well, watch House of the Dragon.
I always go, finally.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it is. It's put in for shock. It's cheap.
Yeah,
it's not necessary. But what's interesting, though, is gratuitous violence. I don't feel like that.
Well, I think sometimes that does further the plot.
Well, that in that case, it does sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, how do you get a point across without being, like, graphically violent sometimes?
What about Fight Club?
I'm a perfect example.
Right.
Poor Jared Leto's face.
I don't know what that means.
You never saw the movie?
I get it.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Well, they had sex with it.
Gavin! Oh, my God.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
One of the biggest pet peeves for literally everyone is traffic on the highway. You hate it. I hate it. Amish people hate it. And they don't even use the highway.
Right.
But Katie says that something happened that justifies the traffic and the looky-loos rubbernecking.
You're going down the highway, right?
Right.
Traffic comes to a standstill. You finally realize why it is that there's so much traffic. The Wienermobile rolled over.
The Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
You're telling me.
I'm digesting it.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay.
Pun intended.
I want you to look me in my eyes and tell me that you wouldn't take the time to take a picture of that.
How do you not?
Exactly.
How do you not?
Exactly. And that's how you know that, you know what? There are some rules that are meant to be broken. And this is one of them.
Was anybody hurt?
No, not a single soul.
Great. If that's the case.
A little burned on the side.
That's called jarred. If that's the case,
yeah.
Not only are you allowed to slow down and take a picture, you're allowed to park next to it and get your picture in front
of it. Yeah, yeah, for sure. Okay.
Because it's the Wienermobile. It's on its side. But let me tell you something, though.
Okay.
I grew up in Hershey, Pennsylvania, where they make the chocolate. And do you know what Hershey has? They have the Kissmobile.
Okay.
Which looks like the Wienermobile.
Okay.
Except there are three gigantic Hershey Kisses on it.
Oh, you know what? I get your own ideas.
You don't
Hershey.
Even know which one came first.
I do. We all do.
It was the Wienermobile.
Of course.
But still, the Kissmobile used to break down all the time. in town.
Okay.
And it was bad enough to live in a tourist town. Because summer times, forget about it. You're not getting anywhere. If you go anywhere near Hershey Park, which is basically Disneyland.
Okay.
And it is. It's like big like Disneyland. Yeah. You're going to be slowed down by tourists. When the Kissmobile broke down, it was like free tourism. Like, it was like a free attraction for tourists.
Yes.
And it was really annoying.
I mean,
but then again, at the same time, I didn't understand that because I saw the Kissmobile all the time.
That's just part of the landscape of your town.
I think I've only seen the Wienermobile once in my life.
Have you?
I think. Have you? I'm sure you have.
Maybe when I was a little kid, but mine
was a little kid.
I haven't had the luxury as an adult.
Yeah. It was like when I was still like fire trucks are cool eligible.
Okay, yeah.
That was when I saw the Wienermobile. And it was like seeing George Washington alive again.
Crossing the Delaware.
Yes.
Okay. I do want to tell you that anytime that there's a traffic jam, especially if it's just like a two-car pileup and everybody's fine, if that takes more than 20 minutes to clear, I call BS because guess how long it took before traffic started moving like
If you're just joining us, by the way, the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile rolled onto its side in a traffic accident in Illinois, and it caused a lot of traffic. Katie says it's justified. How long did it take to get the Wienermobile back on its wheels?
Yeah, and traffic moving again.
I don't know.
1 hour.
That was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, also, I do have some, like, heartbreaking news. There's 6 Wienermobiles.
Well, I knew there was more than one.
Oh, I didn't.
It's regional. I mean,
I assumed that thing was just going up and down this country just waiting for me to see it.
That's too many miles on the wiener.
Oh,
you can't have one Wienermobile for this entire great nation. You gotta divide it up. Not even quadrants. There's 6 of them. Northeast, Southeast, Midwest, and then
lower part.
Yeah. I mean, you need to have one just for California, it seems.
When you say it like that, it does make sense.
Sure.
I just thought there was something magical, but it was just this one special thing, like spotting a unicorn.
Mm-mm, no. But, I mean,
so are there multiple blimps?
The Goodyear?
Yeah.
Probably.
Oh, my God.
Then again, though, I mean, I don't think you put miles on a Goodyear blimp. I don't think you put miles on a blimp. There's no wear and tear, right?
On sky.
So, okay. Well, back to the Wienermobile. We're glad nobody was hurt.
Yeah, we're glad she's up and running again.
And we'll say this. If you ever stop and see the Wienermobile on its side, you're allowed to slow down traffic to take a picture of that.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Unless somebody died.
No, nobody's going to die in that thing.
Thank God. Because if there was blood on the Wienermobile, too many jokes.
Also, to die in the Wienermobile, how embarrassing.
Can I tell you, that's one of my biggest fears. Not necessarily the Wienermobile, but I just hope one day I don't die in a way that morning radio shows will make fun of.
Okay, that's an entirely different conversation. I do not have time for right now.
First date was great. Then, radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
Second date update time on the Wake Up Call, and we are talking to Jake. Good morning, Jake.
Morning, guys. How's it going?
Good. So you went on a first date with a lady named Chantel. Tell us about the date.
We met actually because I'm a vendor for her restaurant, and whenever I came by, we always flirted and stuff. So I just decided to ask her out, and we went to the dog park together, and honestly, really good date, in my opinion. Like, we were cracking each other up, and since the date, I have not heard from her. When I stop by her work, she's not there. I don't know what's going on.
That's kind of a cute date. So you just went to a dog park. You didn't go to dinner. You didn't have drinks. You didn't do anything at all?
I mean, I thought that was like a good casual first date, you know?
Did she have a dog or do you both have a dog?
She has a dog.
So, okay. So this is probably her suggestion then. Okay, cool. Well, you know how this works. We have her on hold. We're going to put you on hold and we're going to talk to her, get her side of the story. And then we're going to conference you together. We'll see if we can get a second date. Okay.
Okay. cool.
All right, Jake is now on hold. Let's pick up Chantel. Good morning, Chantel. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Good. It's Gavin and Katie, and you are actually on the second date update, and we just got done talking to Jake, and Jake said that your first date consisted of going to a dog park, which
that was cute.
Is a pretty cute idea. So he said since then, no communication. So what's going on? What's the reason?
He was really disappointing, actually, and I just don't see a reason to give him another chance.
Disappointing? Okay, like in his personality, in...
Looks?
No, she knows what he looks like.
No, he's cute. It's just, he kicked my dog away on our date.
What?
Yeah, it was disgusting.
Let's get Jake back on, because that's an accusation.
It's a pretty bad one.
That's a pretty bad one, so we need to get Jake on to defend himself. Jake, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, guys.
Is this true? Did you kick her dog?
No, first of all, I did not kick her dog, okay? The dog was nipping at me, and I gently moved it aside with, like my leg. It was not a kick at all.
That is not at all what happened. It was a full kick.
And, you know, just her dog, guys, one of the worst dogs I've ever met in my life.
What?
I'm sorry.
Excuse me?
I'm having trouble wrapping my brain around the idea that he full-on kicked your dog and you just said nothing.
Well, I just wanted to get away from him, because if he kicks a dog, like, what else is he going to do if he's mad that I don't want to give him another date? You know what I mean? He clearly has anger management problems.
Hold on. I'm sorry. There's no kick happening. Okay. Let's be clear. I moved the dog aside. Cause what am I supposed to do? Just sit there and let this dog just bite me on a date?
Sorry. Did your dog bite him?
He might've opened his mouth.
Okay, that sounds like a dog owner that doesn't want to admit that your dog bit him.
It does sound a little bit
And
like
Jake,
that.
You're saying that the dog did bite you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have to go to the hospital, but, the dog was biting me.
I used to have a dog that did nip at Gavin once, but it was a big dog.
Bit me in the thigh.
And now, granted, he was, I want to say, in Raleigh's defense, bless his heart, may he sleep with the angels, he was blind and deaf on one side, and so he would do that when he got spooked.
Right, but you admit that he nipped me.
Yes.
And so I killed him.
No, did not.
No, he went to a farm or something.
We told our kids he went to a farm in Auburn, but
What? You had him put down?
Yeah, Gavin, he was biting people.
Oh, I think I really believed that he went to a farm.
Well, my kids did too, until the other day I accidentally let it slip.
Oh, God.
He didn't go to a farm, Gavin.
I thought he did.
No.
Okay. Well, listen, dogs that nip, they're a problem.
And they're a-holes. And people don't like being around them. And people are going to instinctively be like, get off me.
Right. I mean, I will admit that, now again, it wasn't a full kick, but I got bit by my friend's chihuahua. Now, it was a big chihuahua. It was like the size of a watermelon. It was obese. But this dumb, fat dog definitely bit my toe when I was wearing sandals. Out of reaction, I moved my foot, and it did push the dog onto its back. That's just a reaction. Is that what happened, Jake? Was it more of a reaction?
100% is what happened.
Chantel, you do seem a little easy breezy about the fact that your dog bites people. Like, when my dog bit Gavin, I was horrified.
I mean, it's like a little nip, you know, and he's so cute. Like, I don't think it should matter, really.
No,
I don't know.
It shouldn't matter. Bite people.
Right. Regardless, too much damage has probably been done at this point to get a second date. Am I right about that, Chantel and Jake, actually?
Yes, that's right.
I mean, I initially wanted one, but
not now.
Now, I mean, this is just delusional. Right. Yeah, I don't know. Definitely not a second date for me.
Okay. It's a second date update on the Wake Up Call. Feel free to keep texting in. Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got it through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of it.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go 5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.